I'm Claire Fuller. I'm the Finance and Operations Director at Grosvenor Billinghurst.
And it's really good to talk to you, Claire, and really interesting story we're going to hear that's come out of a clear out that you're having at your offices. Now, I know from personal experience, you know, having a bit of a clear out this time of year around the home, finding old tins of baked beans that are maybe a bit past their best. But you found something a little bit more exciting, didn't you? Tell me about that.
Yes, yeah, we were closing down our office in Church Path in Woking, and where we'd been since 2002. And previous to us taking the building, it was another estate agency. And previous to that, I believe it was a building society or bank. And I was up a ladder looking at some shelves, which I'd never looked at before. And I found a metal safe deposit box, or what I think is a safe deposit box, unlocked but lockable, and so I thought, this looks interesting, pulled it down and opened it up and found it stuffed full of documents, which meant that the rest of my clearing up of the office was somewhat delayed. I was very distracted, felt like I was on an antiques roadshow or who do you think you are, something like that. So I sat down and kind of pored through all of these documents, and really, really interesting. And so we were very keen to try and find the family that the contents of the box relates to.
So what was actually inside the box? So you pulled it down, you had a bit of a look through. What did you find in there?
Well, you know, there's all manner of things. It's kind of a snapshot. Well, not even a snapshot, a history of this couple and their family, going back to the purchase of their land in the kind of mid-20s, which, you know, from an estate agency point of view is very interesting. There's conveyancy documents that are handwritten and that are stamped with actual physical stamps, not ink stamps, but like almost like postage stamps, you know, nothing I've ever seen before. There's the Urban District Council of Woking annual report of the Medical Officer of Health and Senior Sanitary Inspector for the year ended December 1937.
Wow, that's quite a long-winded title for a document.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's not a snappy little booklet either, but it's really, really interesting, I guess, given the pandemic as well. It's talking about the illnesses and things in Woking. I believe that one of the family members was in the health service. So I think that's where that's come from. There's a report back on one of the grandchildren about their performance at school, which was very positive.
There's a good school report.
And there's a program from a school performance as well, which is really nice. Loads of kind of documents personal to a family, wills and testaments, but also just anything that they clearly valued and thought was important and wanted safely stored.
And I'm guessing when it was stored originally in that safe deposit box, nobody could have imagined that, you know, over 100 years later, there you'll be having a clear out and unearthing it all. I mean,
yes,
that's just incredible.
Yeah, it's nice. I don't know, my family keep a lot of documents, memorabilia, and so it's nice to see other families doing that and nice to be able to reunite the box with the family.
Yes, I mean, I know that's very important, sort of the whole family thing, because I know your business, you're the daughter of the founder and, you know, your whole family involved in what you do. So, you know, family is quite central to you and your business, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And in fact, you're right, Marv. Father started the company just 20 years ago, and he had a career in estate agency before that, which I've, you know, it's kind of in our blood. We've grown up with it. So it's nice to have that family element.
So a fascinating discovery. And, you know, you knew that this was something special. So was it like immediately, yeah, we need to do a bit of detective work here. We need to find the family, reunite these documents with the family. How did that unfold?
Yeah, absolutely. I immediately started Googling the family or the names of the family, trying to find them. I don't know if it's a common name, a relatively common name. And I wasn't having any luck pinning down the connections. So we decided to put an appeal out on our social media and also to contact local press, in the hope that we could find someone. Astonishingly, we found the grandchild, one of the grandchildren of the family, you know, goes some way to the power of social media.
Yeah, and it's amazing they're still, like, are they still in the local area? Have they still got connections to the Wigan area, or?
They're not far away. They're in London now. The gentleman I've spoken to is in London. So he's got friends who are local to, we've relocated into our Cobham office. So he's got friends local to here. So he's gonna pop in soon so that I can return the box and he can go through it with his family.
So the family responded to, you know, your social media, to the coverage in local paper. I mean, what was that call like when, you know, they presumably contacted you and said, you know, they think this is sort of connected to their family? What was that experience like?
Yeah, really, really nice, really satisfying. I think we're both as excited as each other. You know, it's I feel like this is quite special to give back to them. It's not, you know, I think it's very interesting, perhaps not the most exciting of documents, but, you know, really, really nice to be able to give that back to them, to have a comb through and to kind of, you know, go back over the years, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just amazing, you know, that you uncover these and you're able to track down the family. So the next step is to actually give the documents back. So you've organised all that then.
Yes, yeah. Hoping to do that this weekend. But it's all to do with, you know, plans and travelling and things. So, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. That's a really amazing story and really lovely. And I think we need stories like this, particularly everything going on at the moment. I think,
yes, absolutely.
Good news stories. Absolutely. So, Claire, thank you so much for telling me about it. And, you know, I suppose the family, they're going to be really kind of, you know, chuffed to have that information and have those documents and have that connection to the ancestors.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I hope so. I hope they enjoy it as much as I have.
Absolutely. Yeah, who knows what you're going to find next?
I'm spring cleaning all over the place now.
In the hope of finding something similar.
Yeah, what treasure troves are there?
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Claire.
Thank you so much, John.